Good morning, everybody. The beginning of Sefer Vayikra is dedicated to the detailed avoda that was done in the Beis Hamikdash. Last week we read about many of the karbanos, and our parsha, Parsha Tzav, continues to outline the various karbanos offered on different occasions and all throughout the year. One of the mitzvahs that's spoken about in our parsha is the daily mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. This mitzvah ostensibly was to clean off the mizbeach each and every day from the ash and the residue left from the day before, and it had to be fulfilled by Kohanim only, as it was considered as much of an avoda as anything else that was done in the Beis Hamikdash. The Chavos HaLevavos writes in his Shar HaKniya and Shar Vav that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen was Kedei Sheyashpil V'Yasir HaGavhus MiLibo. It was in order to downplay and remove the hubristic feelings of the Kohanim. Could one ever imagine the CEO or the CFO of his company taking out the garbage? Yes, he might have to do so at home when he gets home because his wife asks him to, but he would never think of doing so at work in front of his employees or his secretaries. Would one ever expect to see the President of the United States carrying out his own garbage from the front steps of the White House? Of course not. But here, the Kohanim were asked to do just that. Take out the garbage, get your hands dirty, don't be embarrassed, and do it in front of everybody. Don't even think of bringing it through the back door, the basement, or the garage, because when it comes to the fulfillment of mitzvahs, there is absolutely no hierarchy and everybody is considered equal. Just because you were chosen to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, that you were given the license, that does not give you the license to look down on others. You are all my children, and each and every one of you has the responsibility to work on himself and remember that there is a common goal that we are all working toward together. In Kiddushin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Parnes, an elected officer, Kivin Shenesmana Al Hatzibur, Aser Lo Sheyase Melacha Bifnei Shlosha. Once an officer or a Talmud Chacham has been appointed to a position of authority, he is no longer allowed to work in front of others. He is not allowed to crawl under his car and fix a flat tire, nor is he allowed to get on the roof of his house and fix the gutter or the drain pipes or anything of that nature. This, in fact, is codified lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, Chai Shemishpat, Simen Ches. However, the Gemara qualifies the statement and says, Abel Yachal Hu Livnos Make, a Talmud Chacham, or an elected official, is certainly allowed and enthusiastically encouraged to involve himself in the labor of building a sukkah or setting up a Hanukkah menorah. Activities that also involve getting one's hands dirty, because when it comes for the purpose of a mitzvah, We strip away all of the accolades and the illustriousness, and we assume that everyone is considered equal. We all have the same responsibility to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of our stature, our standing in the community, and who we might be. The Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Dalad Minim tells a story from a small village in Europe in which there was a shortage of Dalad Minim a little bit before Sukkot, to the point that no one in the entire town was able to purchase Dalad Minim that year at all. So on the first day of Sukkot, everyone comes to Shul feeling very depressed that they would not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, and as the Shul begins to recite Hallel, a very wealthy member of the Shul begins to shuffle through his bags, and surprisingly, he pulls out a beautiful set of Dalad Minim for himself to use during the recitation of Hallel on the first day of Sukkot. It turned out that this man had traveled to another community before Yom Tov, had offered an exorbitant amount of money to purchase for himself a set of Dalad Minim, and now in Shul on the first day of Sukkot, he planned to do the mitzvah as usual on any other year. Immediately a fight broke out and the people wanted to throw him out of Shul, put him in Cheirem. Everyone was screaming and yelling, "How dare this member of our Shul not offer his precious set of Dalad Minim to the local Rav? What an embarrassment to our community that someone thinks he's more worthy of doing a mitzvah than the Morah D'Asra himself." And the entire shul erupted into a very fierce dispute over this very sensitive matter. Upon hearing all of the commotion, the Rav turned around and suggested that they present the Shaila to the local Dayanim. And after hearing both sides of the story, the Dayanim sided with the wealthy member of the shul and not with the rabbi. And they explained very simply, because when it comes to observing a mitzvah, the rabbi is no more entitled than anybody else's. The mitzvahs Hashem are made for everybody. We all have equal opportunity and equal responsibility. And in the end, we are all working toward the same goal. This is one of the messages from the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen as well. Yes, you are Kohanim, and you might even be the Kohen Gadol, but you may have been singled out to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but make sure to remind yourselves each and every day that you are just like everybody else. You are part of a greater mission and a more complex people, and don't ever allow yourselves to lose sight of their overall perspective and picture. It's interesting to note that throughout Parshas Vayikra, in which we are instructed to bring many of the karbanos, there is no mention at all of Aaron HaKohen's name. Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol. Aaron HaKohen is the most obvious person who should have been directly addressed in Parshas Vayikra. But in fact, there is no mention at all of his name throughout the entire Parsha. Each time the Kohanim were addressed in Parshas Vayikra, the Psukim only referred to the Bnei Aharon, but not to Aaron himself. However, in the opening Psukim of this week's Parsha, when the Torah outlines the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen, of cleaning off the Mizbeach, the Torah writes, Tzav es Aharon ve'es banav lemar. Suddenly, when it comes to this one aspect of the Avodah, Aaron HaKohen is spoken with directly. A very interesting observation made by the Chasam Sofer, contrasting the two Parshios, both last week and this week. And the Chasam Sofer goes on to explain that we have a principle in Halacha that any time there is a mitzvah that needs to be done, but there are plenty of other people who are available to take care of it, as we call it in Halacha, a mitzvah she'efshar lasos ayidei acherim, one is not allowed to interrupt from his Torah learning for such a purpose, as he knows the mitzvah will get done with or without him. But when there's a mitzvah she'efshar lasos ayidei acherim, when we have a mitzvah opportunity that cannot be fulfilled by someone else, for example, putting on tefillin every day, reciting Kriya Shema, davening in shul with a minyan, reading the Megillah, or anything else of that nature, even one who's learning Torah must stop from what he is doing in order to fulfill those mitzvahs. This explains the Chasam Sofer. When it came to all the karbanos and parshas Vayikra, Aaron HaKohen knew that his children would excitedly step up and ensure that they would all be taken care of properly. He knew that he could continue to learn, and there was no need for any sort of interruption on his part. And that is why all throughout Parshas Vayikra, his name is not mentioned even once. But when we speak about the mitzvah in our Parsha of Trumas HaDeshen, the Avodah that, as the Chovas HaLevavos expressed to us, was given to remind the Kohanim of their stature and standing in the world, the one that served for them as a reality check and a perspective taking, that was one that needed to be addressed directly to Aaron HaKohen himself, and not only to his children. That was not a mitzvah that could have been handed off to others. That was something that he needed to involve himself with, as much and if not more so than the rest of the Kohanim. This, says the Chasam Sofer, is like a mitzvah she'i efshar lasos ayidei acherim. It's like blowing shofar, it's like putting on tefillin and reading the Megillah. Mitzvahs that need to be done by the person himself, even when they are at the expense of Torah learning, because this mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen was meant to give an appreciation for the wholesomeness of Klal Yisrael. It was meant to show the Kohanim that they are no more worthy than anyone else when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam's mitzvahs, and that each and every member of Klal Yisrael is just as important as they are. Just think for a moment about Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, the day on which the Kohen Gadol had the opportunity to encounter the Shekhinah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the day which he spent a week preparing for, purifying his thoughts and perfecting his ways. This is the holiest man on the holiest day involved in the holiest activity. Imagine the Kohen Gadol taking a walk in the hills of Yerushalayim on Erev Yom Kippur, just to clear his mind, and on that relaxing walk, he chances upon a mace mitzvah, a body left on the side of the road, with no one tending to it. And thoughts begin to race through his mind. I'm a Kohen. Not only am I a Kohen, I am the Kohen Gadol. And it's not a regular day. It's Erev Yom Kippur. Tomorrow is the highlight of my entire career. Tomorrow is the pinnacle. The people are counting on me to beg for their forgiveness. I've been preparing myself for this day, and there's nobody who's more worthy of doing the task than I. I love people and I love to do chesed, but how can I allow myself to become tamei by handling this lowly mace mitzvah? How can I let the rest of the nation down, and how can I give up the opportunities that have been granted to me in my life? Yet about this very scenario we are told that the Kohen Gadol is expected to leave everything else aside. He must be willing to forgo the exalted experience in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the very special time of Yom Kippur, and he must take the time out to handle and deal with the Meis Mitzvah at the expense of the entire Avodas Yom HaKippurim. How can this be? How is it that one individual found on the side of the road is considered to be more important than the weight of an entire Klal Yisrael? And when we think about it, who constitutes a Meis Mitzvah? It's pretty clear that it's a person that is nothing more than a homeless individual who has no family or friends, no acquaintances, and no support system. And for this lowlife, the Kohen Gadol is required to defile himself and ruin his entire Yom Kippur? And the answer, of course, is yes. Kavod HaBrios dictates that he show respect to the Meis Mitzvah, even at the expense of everything else. Rav Soloveitchik even added that if the Kohen Gadol is unable to comprehend and appreciate this halacha, he in fact is not worthy to serve as the Kohen Gadol at all, because this is what the Jewish people are all about. We value the contribution of each and every person. We appreciate the fact that everyone has something significant that they can offer and put on the table, and that each and every mitzvah performed is highly regarded in our communal commitment to Torah mitzvahs. Around Purim time, we have developed a minhag, as the Rama records, to give a machzis hashekel, similar to what was done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And I want to turn our attention to one of the psukim regarding this very unique mitzvah. He'ashir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit. The rich and the poor are not allowed to give more or less than the half a shekel coin. In fact, there are some Rishonim who count this as a separate mitzvah losa, say, in the Torah. Just as one is not allowed to eat treif or be mechal Shabbos, so too there is a negative commandment to give more or less than a half a shekel by the Machatzis HaShekel gathering. This prohibition is very hard to understand. Has a Jewish institution ever turned someone down for giving too much money to a dinner campaign? Has a shul ever given back money because someone gave too much for the building fund or the shul restoration project? So why here is there such an insistence that the wealthy not up their pledges and offer more money for the institution of the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Ruchem Levavitz suggests that part of the challenge of affluence is the attitude that comes along with it. It's the attitude that it's pasnished. It's not appropriate for me to be like everyone else, to be with the rest of the world. I need to sit only in first class. I only shop in the high-end stores. I only have my groceries delivered to my doorstep, and I only have my driver bring me to a wedding. And it's precisely here that the Torah addresses such people and says, you are all exactly the same when it comes to my mitzvahs. You are all to give the exact same amount of money for one communal cause. Naso es rosh b'nei Yisrael. Lift up each and every member of Klal Yisrael. Make sure that you reach out to others and encourage their participation. Make them feel good about what they are contributing and show them how much you value their part in the mitzvah as well. This is what we're supposed to be working on around Purim season, and this is a very practical lesson we can take from the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen in our parsha as well. As great as we might be, as high up and as highly regarded in a company or in a community, we have to remember that everyone counts and that our actions need to bear in mind the feelings and sensitivities of all different types of people around us. We are all considered banim lamakom, we are all children of the same father, and he wants us all to be involved in his mitzvahs equally. Let's take this Purim season to strengthen these ideas, and may we be zocha to soon have the real mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel with the Binyan Bayis HaShlishi b'mhera v'yameinu, amen v'amen. I wish everyone a wonderful day.